Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tua's injury. We're going to have to talk about it. You already know that. Who's James Jackson getting at this week? Another on your head coming up. Kyler Murray. He wants to run more. But he thinks the play calling is maybe preventing him from doing so. Spicy. Yeah. Tons of great college football today. What matchups do you have on your I Will Tell You Ours? All that in the first hour. This is UOG. That means Up On Game, y'all. Here we go.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up On Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
They lose first round, Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
Yes, it is. And you heard it. We are live broadcasting from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way buying should be. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Welcome into Up On Game, as you just heard. It's TJ Houshmandzadeh. It's Plaxico Burress. Shouts out to our affiliates that play us in their local markets. It's over 400 of them, people, and it's growing. All right, make sure you check out the podcast. Yeah, UOG and UOG Presents. It's Up On Game Presents and Up On Game. Ton of great content, a ton of great personalities that you can relate to. You want to tweet us, get at LeVar Arrington or Hoosh 84 Plexico Burris. That's at Plexico Burris. And that's with an A. I don't know why y'all be sending me message with an E, but you spell Plexico with an A, you know, like Plax, right. Not Plex. All right. Make sure you get it right, because you got to put some respect on it. All right. Now you can get at Up On Game Network and Fox Sports Radio. You can listen live from foxsportsradio.com, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM83. Now I got all the business out of the way. You know how we start every Saturday. You know how we start every show. Yeah, the smooth sounds of how my boys are doing. How y'all doing today, man? TJ Plex, how y'all doing?
Man, you know, as usual, man, we just chilling, man. We cooling, trying to win the day, baby. Trying to win the day, man. Just laying low. Laying low, staying out of trouble.
Yeah. How you feeling, Plex?
Hey, man, I got a lot on my mind today. I got a lot on my mind.
Uh-oh.
I think I need to get off my chest, man.
Ooh. You know, chest is full.
Yeah, man. It's been a week
of
events that haven't been a fan of. So,
okay.
Get to straight to the meat and potatoes.
let's get straight to it. Tua, we saw it. You know, I saw it. You saw it. We all saw it. We saw the fingers. We saw the head. We saw them cart him off. But more importantly, we saw what happened last week. Let's talk about it. I mean, the injury occurred. The coincidence of it, I don't know. The irony of it, I have no idea how to label it. But he hit his head in the same exact place as he did the week before. Should he have been taken out of the game week before? Should he been able to play this week? Do you think it was handled the right way? Should the NFL had did more? Should they have gotten involved? Is Tua to blame in this somewhat? The coaches? What say y'all, man? What's because this is a real hot button topic right now. It seemed like the concussions topic and conversation had really subsided almost to no conversation at all, really. And then, boom, here we go. Now Tua brings it back into our awareness, our consciousness, our visual of it. What was y'all's takeaway from it?
Man, obviously, we can be Monday morning quarterbacks. And so seeing what happened, no, she shouldn't have played. He should not have played against the Bengals. And you say, oh, it's Tua's fault. Man, we ball players. We want to play ball. We want to play ball. We need somebody to protect us from ourselves. We want to play ball. This happened to me, I forget the year, but we played the Chargers. I got knocked out. Like, I was completely knocked out. I didn't stiffen up like Tua did, but I was knocked out completely. And we're playing the Chargers. And we're up 21. They took my helmet. The Chargers end up coming back, taking a lead. We're up 21. I tried to go get my helmet and go back in the game. Bro, I couldn't even. I'm standing on the sideline trying to remember the play that it happened on. I couldn't even remember the play. But I was ready to go back in the game. Had they given me my helmet, I would have gone back in the game. We need to be protected from ourselves because we just want to play football. We're not thinking about, as a 24-year-old, man, when I turn 50, 60, how is this decision going to affect me? And that's where we need help, because in our early 20s, we're not thinking about when we're 50 and 60, how that's going to affect us, and that's where other professionals need to come in and help us. He should not have been playing. Man, that was scary, bruh, to see something like that in – at least from me looking, it did not look like it was a play where that should have happened. It seemed like a regular tackle. And so because we've seen the aftermath and what happened, of course he shouldn't have been playing. We need help protecting ourselves because we want to play football. That's what we do, and that's what we know. And so, no, I don't believe he should have played.
Man, everybody in this situation is dead wrong. Point blank. It's another example of NFL owners, head coaches, and doctors willing to do anything to win a football game. Because that's the bottom line of it all. They don't care about Tua. They don't care about us. Because you know what they say? You know, we can get us another Tua. They don't care about his health. All they were worried about is going 4-0 for the first time in I don't know how many years. But if you know anything about NFL concussion protocol, the way he got hurt last week, got up, stumbled again. First thing I thought about, you know what? He's not playing next week. I didn't even know they played on Thursday, because the concussion protocol is basically you don't get cleared until Friday or Saturday of the next week, let alone 72 hours of rest, 3 days being removed from that head injury. It's just you look at it from an athlete standpoint. And, like, my son's watching the game. We're watching the game together. He looks at me. His eyes get big as a quarter, because they don't even understand that these kind of things can happen. Like that, why is he playing? You know what? It's the competitive nature of us all want to compete and play the game, even though we know it's not healthy or good for us. I play this game so many times, injured, hurt, ankle tendon torn off the bone, separated shoulder, NFC championship game. And all I can think about is, you know what, I can't let my guys down. We on our way to do something special and get to the playoffs. Knowing damn well I shouldn't have been out there. But you're going to risk it all just because you don't want to let your teammates down. And with that being said, man, like, this is one of those injuries that can affect him long term
when he our age,
yeah, in his career. And how does he move forward from this? Because in the back of his mind, he's like, you know what, I gotta protect myself now, because they don't give a damn about me. That is exactly what they showed him in the world and everybody watching. Like, man, why in the hell did y'all put this man on the football field? And if you look at the hit, they said earlier that we're not so much worried about his head as his back. and if you look when they tackled him, it looked like he was almost out before he hit the ground. Mm. So you're saying his head, but that shows me that it's more spinal cord and nerves, and you get into those situations. If you look at the play, it looks like he was unconscious before he already hit the ground. What does that say? He is no way that man should have been on that football field. I feel sorry for him and his family.
I'll say this, because I almost feel like it pains me to say that an athlete, especially us as football players, like in full contact sports, whether it be combat sports, whether it be a hockey player, it pains me when we have to justify, you have to take care of us. Like, it bothers me to no end, because then that now places almost at our feet the decision of something that we have very little to no real education about. It would be like us basically giving a justification of something else, right? Like if it was a expertise of being a mechanic, or the expertise of fixing, you know, doing brain surgery or doing a knee surgery or going to being a lawyer in a court. Like, you know what? Like, I want to defend myself. I want to fix my car. I want to fix my knee. I want to fix my brain. Well, you know what? We don't have that knowledge. We don't have that expertise. We were not, unless you're Myron Roll, shouts out to the homie. Unless you've been a Rhodes Scholar and you've studied this and you've gone to school for it and you've done your master's work or your fellowships and all these different things that go into having the expertise of this, we don't have that. As players, we don't have that knowledge. So it should never be a question of was it the player's fault for being in the game? Because here's the thing, whether Tua wanted to play and I wanted to be out there for my teammates and I wanted to support them and this and that and the other, whether it was a ligament off the ankle, like you said, Plex, whether it was, you know, you looking for your helmet like you were, TJ, the bottom line is, in a multi-billion dollar industry, you have the proper personnel in those facilities to make those educated decisions as to what is taking place with a player and their health. And when that is neglected, there should never be a question that is lobbed towards the player. Was the player culpable? Was the player to blame? Well, why did he go out there? Chances are, and for whatever it's worth, chances are you go into the facility. They do everything else for you. They make sure they have food for you. They make sure they have every single amenity that you need, whether you have the flu, whether you have COVID, whether you have the STDs, whether you have any type of affliction, illness, anything. And I'm even talking psychiatrists. If you need mental, emotional support, whatever it is that you need, they get you the resource at that facility. It's at your fingertips. And then all of a sudden now there's a confusion of as to how this should be handled or who is culpable. No, I'll tell you who's culpable for this. Whoever the team doctor is on that team should not have a job. Especially, they should, this is the they should not have a job after this.
It was a short week. It wasn't like they played on Sunday and air. It was a short week. And so that makes it worse.
What are you – like, if that team doctor, whoever the team of people, the medical people who cleared Tua not only to go back into the game, the first game, but then cleared him and said he cleared protocols and everything was fine and cleared him to play in a short week game. I don't care if it was on Sunday. I don't care if it was on Sunday.
Obviously, they're going to clear him from concussion protocol in a short week because he came back into the game last week.
Of course.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he?
Back to my original point. Whoever the medical team was that was overseeing this should be let go.
Oh, absolutely.
They should be let go.
Oh, absolutely. Because the head coach and the coaching staff are already – Putting it out in the air, say, listen, we as coaches do not deal with concussion protocol.
Yeah.
So basically, what they're saying is, yeah, it's the doctors. So don't fault us, the coaches. We're just going off of what the medical staff tells us. The new rule
needs to be the new rule.
Take it out of the coaches' hands.
It's already out of their hands.
It's already out of their hands.
You have a concussion or you get up and you stumble, you're done for the rest of the game. You're done.
Okay, but what does that mean for the next week, though?
The next week is independent. That doesn't matter. Like, you go see the doctors, but Tua went back into that game, so it was no question he was playing Thursday because he continued the same game. But you got – they were playing big games. They beat New England. They come back and beat Baltimore. They beat Buffalo. Now we playing the Bengals. This is big for Miami. And so they wanted Tua out there.
It just doesn't even matter. The games don't even matter at that point.
His health took a back seat. We know that. They'll never say that. They'll say all the right things. We know.
Yeah, I just think at this point, at this moment, you know, it's like, should the NFL address it? It's under investigation. DeMorris comes out. He's outraged about it, this, that, and the other. He's on some, like, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton type ass. He pops up when something happens. I mean, okay, get your two minutes of fame. That's cool. But here's my thing. When you have a medical staff that works for a major, major organization like a football team, like the Miami Dolphins, and you have multi-million dollar employees like Tua, and you do not protect them with what it is that is your expertise, which what it is that you study for, you get paid for, you have enough of. It ain't no everyday dude getting that job.
What did
Jesus
say? They get paid for.
That's right.
They get paid to keep guys on the field. They get paid to make sure guys are on the field.
They also get paid to protect them. They also get paid to do their job and protect. Hell yeah, they do.
If guys aren't on the field, they're going to go get another Dr. LeVar.
If guys continue, they're going to go get another doctor.
Listen, then so be it. But you have to protect your professional integrity. The bottom line is, let me find out. Look here, look here. If dudes are losing their jobs because they are doing right by what their profession is, first, the integrity of their profession, but secondly, the health and safety and wellness of that player, if that's being compromised, it'll eventually come out. Look at what's going on in Washington. It will eventually come out.
How many team doctors have you seen changed? When you were Washington, did they change team doctors?
It all ended up coming out, TJ, and they're all gone. They're all gone.
Okay. When
it all ended up coming out.
How long was that?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, it does. It does matter because how many players went through that?
I'm one of them, and that's a fair point. Yes, but what I'm saying is to protect your professional integrity as a doctor.
Eventually, they'll figure it out. Eventually, they'll get.
Well, I'm just speaking from the standpoint of what the doctor and what their professional level of integrity should be. If that person could go out there and possibly lose their life, and you're saying to yourself, you're standing on that sideline and you're watching to a play, and you're saying to yourself, you know what? Medically speaking, if he gets his head hit one more time, he might get up out of here, and you have him out there. That's something that you have. It goes beyond an employer. Yeah, it goes beyond anything else. It now becomes the integrity of what it is that you do as a professional.
Do you think
he has? You have to be able to walk home and or go home at night and look at your kids and look at your loved ones and be able to live with yourself and the decisions that you're making. That's how serious this was.
Yeah, I understand that. But guess what? The Los Angeles Chargers doctor still has his job after puncturing Tyrod
Taylor's lung
a needle. He still has his job.
Yeah. I'm sure it's all up to interpretation.
Go get surgery from another guy instead of the team doctor. Why don't they just use a team doctor? Yeah, why do they go get it from an outside source? Why is that?
I mean, because there's always second opinions.
Each doctor specializes in different body parts as well. They do.
We got to take a break. We're up against it, but this is a conversation that will continue. I'm certain of that. This isn't going anywhere. Clearly, we're all, you know, passionate about it because we've all been there. So, you know, much health and wellness to and a speedy recovery to Tua. Miami, y'all need to do better. And that just is what it is. Your team doctors have got to do a better job than what they did because that was poor and it played out in front of the entire nation. You're listening to Up On Game. That was TJ Hushman's out of Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. We're going to take a quick break on the other side of the break. Well, I wonder who's JJ getting on this week. He will get on somebody's head and we'll be right back with that, all right? Fox Sports Radio. NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back in. It's Up On Game. Yep. We're airing live from
the – can I ask you a question once you get done? I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
That boy got something he want to get off his chest piece.
Yeah, he do. He do.
Ooh.
Well, let me do this. We are in the TireRack.com studios. Make sure, you know, you check out TireRack.com. All right, DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Go. What you got?
Hey, I'm sitting here watching this football game.
Yep.
And I know Penn State, they don't be having quarterbacks get drafted in the first round. Why did Will Levis transfer from Penn State and he going to be a first-round pick for Kentucky? What they doing up there in Happy Valley?
You know, that's a tremendous question. We did have a number
what
one
are they
overall,
doing?
A number two overall draft pick in Kerry Collins.
That's the, no. We're talking about in, like,
quarterback.
Today's time,
yeah.
Christian Hackenberg.
Hackenberg, Trace McSorley was dope, but he just wasn't, you know, he's still in the league. We haven't had a top draft pick, but your question is good as gold to me, because I'm a big fan of Will Levis, and you know, when he saw that Sean Clifford was staying, he went to somewhere else. So
Kentucky.
Yeah, he went somewhere else. I was just in Kentucky and was with Tim Couch, by the way, and that's, you know, it is what it is, man. Like, you know, they love him there too. So, shots out.
Man, your quarterback got to do a better job of keeping
first rounder behind Sean Clifford right now.
Yeah, quarterbacks don't go to Penn State to get drafted to the NFL. Let's just say that.
Golly, Pletch, you was waiting to, like, crowbar that in there.
I'm just saying they don't go to Penn State.
What, Kirk Cousins? What about y'all's quarterbacks? Tell me about your quarterbacks.
Our guys are playing professional football.
Tell us about your quarterback, TJ.
We haven't had. My whole point is we don't have first-round quarterbacks.
Okay.
No, no,
y'all
no. We don't have first-round quarterbacks not play
no
and then transfer.
Y'all
that's all I'm
– Y'all not going to put me in no corner.
The point I was getting at is –
I'm right. You're
are
right,
you
though.
Not a good evaluator of you're talent right. If you're a coach at Penn State that you let a first-round quarterback transfer and the guy that's playing in front of him is not even going
to
be drafted?
How would
that's
you like me to answer that question, TJ Hushmanzada?
That's all
you're
I'm
right.
saying.
You're right. You want me to say that on national radio about
Kentucky,
my alma mater that I love
Kentucky
so much? You're right.
Kentucky is a top 10 team, bro, and Will Levis is a big reason for that.
We make mistakes, too. Let's go to Isaac Lowenkron for an update. I didn't like that part of the segment starting off. He interrupted me giving a live read at that, Isaac Lowenkron.
You're forgiven.
All right, here we go.
You know, it's a good
thing
you went to me when you did, because you guys were 2 minutes away from debating which of your schools had the best place kickers.
Oh.
Personally, I'd go for Michigan State. Didn't Morton Anderson go there?
Yes, he did.
Well, we have Robbie Gold.
All-time highest league scores in NFL history.
Oh, well,
we got Robbie Gold.
Yep.
Robbie's still going.
You had Matt Barr at Penn State also.
Yep. We did have Matt Barr.
I guess you had Alexis Cerna at Oregon State, right?
We did.
Okay.
Hey, Robbie Gold is nice, though. Robbie Gold is a good kicker.
That's right.
Yes, he is for a long time now. Okay, come on. What you got, Ilo?
Leave it to you guys. See, you're literally debating the merits of your respective place kickers. Place kickers busy throughout the gridirons on this Saturday in college football because fourth-ranked Michigan out to a 7-0 lead at Iowa. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 14th-ranked Ole Miss has jumped ahead of 7th-ranked Kentucky 7-0. 2:55 left in the first. TCU has a 7-3 lead over 18th-ranked Oklahoma 5 minutes in. Purdue has a 7-0 lead at number 21 Minnesota with 5:45 left in the first. And number 25 Kansas State has just kicked a field goal to take a 13-0 lead over Texas Tech in the final minute of the first quarter. In the NFL this morning, the Cleveland Browns officially ruled out defensive end Myles Garrett for Sunday's game at Atlanta. Garrett, of course, sustaining a sprained left shoulder and a right bicep strain, as well as cuts and bruises in a single vehicle crash on Monday. Baseball, Aaron Judge goes for number 62 at the top of the hour. He will lead off for the Yankees against the Orioles. Earlier today, the Yankees placed left-handed reliever Zach Britton on the 60-day injured list with left shoulder fatigue ending his season. Memorable moment on Friday night. The Seattle Mariners at Oakland A's tied at one in the bottom of the ninth inning. Seattle pinch hitter Cal Raleigh at the plate and the venerable Rick Riz at the microphone on KIRO.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field. Stay fair. Holy smokes, he did it. Off the hit at Air Cafe. Cal Raleigh with a walk-off home run. How sweet it is. The Mariners end the 20-year drought. And a walk-off home run by Cal Raleigh. They win the ball game 2-1. And the Mariners are going to the playoffs.
And fellas, a short time later, Mariners manager Scott Servais addressed the crowd and channeled his inner Howard Dean. Listen.
Tonight, let's party!
Woo! Back to you.
He's still asleep.
Thanks, Ilo.
He's still asleep. He's still asleep. The way he said that last party, he probably just laid down about 6 a.m.
Passed out right there. Barely alive.
Year drought. Wow.
Golly, over. Congratulations to the Mariners. Let's get straight to it, man. We got James Jackson. JJ, if you're nasty. This week's I'm on your head.
Oh, yeah!
Now, it's
Move It Like This.
I'm on your head with James Jackson.
Hello, JJ. What you got?
Yo, yo. Let me talk to somebody, guys, because we're about 3 weeks into this NFL season. About four. Like a team that I got to talk personally because I was really high on coming into the season. I even talked to them on this show. So when you look bad on the football field and made me look bad on the airwaves, you got to get caught. The Las Vegas Raiders. I'm on your head, man. Mm. They say what happens Vegas stays in Vegas. I guess that doesn't include winning football games.
Mm.
Acquiring Devontae Adams in the offseason, this was a Raiders team that was expected to set the league on fire. And we haven't seen any of They call their home stadium the Death Star out there in Vegas, and that's fitting. That must be why their offense is blowing up. Mm. Averaging just 21 points in the game and nothing high-powered about them so far. And I don't know, guys. I think the bad play starts with the quarterback. I need everybody to buckle. It looks like Carr is losing. Although the yard, he's tied for just
second. Your cell service is about as the Raiders.
Hey, we on your head because your cell service is like the Raiders offense right
now. It's broke.
It's lacking.
It's broke.
Yeah, God, it's where you at? Are you airing live from the Raiders stadium? What you got going on?
It's shaky on my end,
baby. Man. It's shaky like the Raiders, baby.
It's shaky like the Raiders. I don't want to spend too much time on Raiders, but y'all get the sense, man. The way the Raiders playing should be considered a sin. In Sin City needs to pray for the Raiders, man. I'm on their head, but I don't want too much time with faulty airwaves.
Hey, JJ, we got the premise of what you're talking about, but we're going to put you on your head. So get us a better connection for next week, Playboy. We appreciate the – I know you got to run. For what it's worth, I know where he's at. He's with the Villanova basketball team, and I know he's probably got poor reception. So we appreciate you coming on and blessing us with an on your head. And for what it's worth, you know what? Just very quickly to say, TJ and Plex, I mean, he ain't wrong. He ain't wrong.
He is absolutely correct because the Oakland Raiders got me making me look like a fool.
They got me looking
because
bad.
I came out on the show. I'm saying to myself and everybody that I'm expecting the Oakland Raiders to have one of the most explosive offenses in football. You got the best wide receiver, Devontae Adams, and Darren Waller, who I said is the best tight end in football. You have Hunter Renfrow. Those two guys have caught 100 balls apiece last year. And you just got to hang it all on Josh McDaniels and Derek Carr. I mean, there's no other people to blame in this instance because we know those three wide receivers that I just named that they can play football. So they got to find a way to figure it out. And I also said that the AFC West is probably the most dominant defensive division in football on all four teams. So they got to figure it out. Mm.
Man, the crazy part is Devontae Adams was on his way to the Hall of Fame. Mm. He go to the Raiders. That probably might be in jeopardy now, bro. Mm. Like, man. That might be in jeopardy because
– That big?
You make that decision. I believe he's going into year 8 or is it year 9? It's one of the two. And now, statistically, when they say – after if it stays on this course, when they say name your best receivers – he not going to be put in there because of the type of year that he's having. And so, one, he possibly made a bad decision for his standing long-term as a wide receiver in the Hall of Fame. But the Raiders, we're all in the same boat. I didn't believe the Raiders would win the division. I thought they would be second in the division. But I'm shocked at, number one, their record. They're winning games or they have a big lead in games. They can't sustain it. And so, it's not going to get any easier. The Raiders must get better because it's not going to get easier for them. But, yeah, when I think of that, I just think, man, Devontae Adams is on his way to the Hall of Fame, man, and now that may be in jeopardy.
They said Devontae Adams could get open in a phone booth and he could catch that ball, but somebody got to be able to throw that ball into the phone booth. Now they might be missing that phone booth that he getting open in. He might need a little bit more space. Well, you know, I mean, I'm a car fan. I don't know why they ain't got it going on right now, but it is what it is, man, and we'll see what happens with that. We want to take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side of it. Kyler Murray, he wants to run. I want to run! All right, we want to see why he isn't running, and we'll talk about it. Does it make sense for him to be running? I want to hear what TJ and Plex have to say about that. Super Mario do be out there moving, though. He be out there moving, jumping on mushrooms and stuff like that, little monsters. But go ahead, Kyler Murray. We're going to talk about you on the other side of this break. You're listening to Up On Game. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Welcome back in. Man, I kind of want to let it ride, right? But if you're listening to this on the podcast, you don't hear what's going on. But that's okay, all right? You can listen live or you can check us out on the podcast. Make sure you check us out up on Game. Subscribe today. Fellas, Kyler Murray, he wants to dance, but he wants to run too. And I'm interested because I want to know what y'all think about this. We just came off of the whole Tua concussion conversation. Here's what Kyler Murray had to say, and even more so than just the running part. Was there some shade being thrown in this? Check it.
Certain situations as of, you know, late where it's got to come off scrambles and stuff like that, whereas teams may not, you know, allow me to scramble as much as, you know, people asking why I'm not running and stuff like that. Like, it's not by, you know, want to or anything like that. I think just design right now is, I've said, I would love to implement that more, but I just ask, you know, I do what I'm asked to.
Okay, I just wanted to let that sink in. That's why I was quiet for a second before I said anything. The teams aren't letting him run. That's by design, but he would like to implement some things that would allow for him to be able to run, but he's just doing what he's told to do. How did y'all – I mean, did I interpret that correctly? Did y'all hear it the same way I heard it?
I think because Kyler Murray, you scrubbed your social media of the Cardinals. You in a contract dispute for a small period of time with the Cardinals. Anything that he says now is magnified a little more. Play football, man. If the run is there, take it. I mean, they probably have told him be careful because he was banged up towards the end of last season and into the playoffs. And so I'm sure they want to monitor that. But when the ball is snapped, you got to play ball, man. If it's there, and because that's one of your better attributes is using your legs, getting outside of the pocket, running, or finding somebody once you get outside of the pocket. You got to do what you got to do to win the game. And if it entails running, run. If it entails throwing, throw it. Just be an athlete and play football. A coach can say, do this, do that. They not on the field. Why'd you do this? If I can pause the game when I'm playing, I could give you a good answer of why I did that. My instinct told me to do it. Let your instinct take over and play ball. Mm.
Man, the last time I checked, playing football on any level is a reaction sport. So don't sit here and tell me that the play calling is not allowing you to go out and be a runner. You know what? Give the defenses some credit. These defenses are not just going to continue to let you run around in the pocket and throw these Hail Marys and let these wide receivers make miraculous plays. His best attribute is being a runner. So let's not act like he's an elite passer. Because what these teams are going to do, they're not going to rush him to sack him because he's so quick and so dynamic getting out of the pocket that he can change football games just like that, like Lamar Jackson. So they are going to keep him in the pocket and make him throw over those trees, those defensive linemen that are rushing him. So don't just sit here and say they're not letting you run. Give the defense some credit because, listen, when they keep him in the pocket and not allowing him to get out of the pocket and make plays, it's a high percentage that those teams defensively are going to win games. So, listen, he's throwing the ball 47 times. It's a career high for him. But on the flip side of that, he's having a career low in percentage completions at 82%. The Cardinals are 9-1 when he runs the ball 10 times or more. Guess what they are when he does it? They're 0-10. So that is telling defensive coordinators and defense, listen, we're going to keep this man in the pocket and make him be a passer. And he's just not a dynamic passer to win football games.
I just wonder where this is all going to end. Like, that's shade towards either his offense coordinator, Lincoln Riley, or not Lincoln Riley. Who's the head coach there? What's his name? Come on, tell me.
What's his name? For who?
For Arizona.
Vance Joseph.
Who's the head coach?
Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah, there it is. That's I think it's shade. And I wonder how this is all going to end if this doesn't go well after they gave him the contract that they gave him. And maybe it was a slight shape, but if this season doesn't go where it's supposed to go, I just wonder, like, are they gave him the contract late. They extended the GM mm-hmm. and the head coach way before they did the quarterback. I'm just curious as to see what's going to happen with that. But, hey, we'll see. You know, I mean, he put it out there, and usually you keep house business, well, in-house. He put it outside of the house. So now – how will the coaches react to it? I don't know, but we'll see.
I can't run the football, so hey, I'm not an effective quarterback.
Hey, we're in the Tire Rack Studios, and we're going live. We got a whole nother hour to go. Make sure you check out the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook, all right? Hour two of Up On Game coming at you in moments.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.